The Lebanese Film Festival in Canada continues to spotlight Lebanese cinema worldwide. It is now symbolized by a cedar tree planted in Lebanon on August 8, 2024. In the majestic Shouf Reserve, a cedar tree was planted in honor of the Lebanese Film Festival in Canada. This symbolic gesture celebrates a cinematic event that, for the past 8 years, has traveled across Canadian provinces and is now poised to extend its reach to South America, specifically Mexico. In the presence of the Minister of Information, Ziad Makari, Lebanon's ambassador to Canada, Fadi Ziadeh, and the festival organizers, this tree, a symbol of resilience, underscores the significance of Lebanese cinema across the globe. Before the COVID-19 crisis, the industry produced around 15 films a year, a number reduced to just 4 post-crisis. Nevertheless, the Lebanese Film Festival in Canada continues to promote these works, building a strong cultural bridge between Canada and Lebanon. The event also brought together numerous actors, directors, and producers in the heart of Lebanon's largest nature reserve, the festival's theme for 2024. Minister Ziad Makari emphasized the importance of this festival, calling it a true cultural ambassador of Lebanon, highlighting the dedication of expatriates proud of their homeland and its rich culture. Haylov Hadchidi, the festival's president, spoke about the crucial role of cinema in bridging cultures. She reminded everyone that this festival was the first to promote Lebanese cinema abroad, having attracted more than 140,000 spectators to date. "The festival started in 2016 when I went to Canada and met my long-term friends Haylov Hadchidi and Gilbert Soccer. We brought the idea to life and kicked it off in Montreal and Ottawa in 2017, said Sam Lahoud, founder and program director of the festival. He added, "During the COVID period, we managed to hold an online edition. The festival is now present in Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, Halifax, and Vancouver. The LFFC visits these cities throughout the year, from June in Ottawa till November in Halifax, during Lebanese Heritage Month in Canada." Sam Lahoud also expressed his enthusiasm for planting a cedar in Shouf. "From the moment we started the LFFC, we chose a Lebanese landmark each year as a visual. First, because it's artistically pleasing, and second, because it's an opportunity for expats to learn about Lebanese landmarks. We've previously used, for instance, the Egg in Beirut, the Rauch Rock, or the Rashid Karami International Fair. This year, we chose the Shouf Biosphere Reserve in Baruk. The Biosphere's managers thought it fitting to plant a cedar in the festival's name, ensuring the LFFC's presence in this place. The event organizers consistently show a strong will to persevere despite regional and national turmoil." Sam Lahoud asserts, "The situation in Lebanon is not easy, it's been the same for 40 years, but we, as Lebanese people, are well adapted. We hope the war will end, as we're sick of it. Yet, at Beirut Film Society, we never postpone or cancel our events. This time is no different, as we decided to celebrate together in the name of cinema." Regarding future projects, Sam Lahoud is confident. "The Beirut Film Society is launching the Lebanese Film Festival in Latin America, specifically in Mexico, on August 30th to 31st. We are also considering a full edition of the festival in LA, USA, in October or November as a pilot edition this year. This event attests to the vitality of Lebanese culture abroad, driven by a diaspora that, despite the distance, continues to celebrate and promote Lebanon worldwide."